You have to try this.
Okay, just a bite. Hey everyone, welcome to Social Takeout. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Sarai, and today we're talking about roommates. I personally have had a slew of horrible roommates with a few, like a couple good experiences sprinkled in there.
Well, I, however, have had only one roommate, a little bougie.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it was good and bad for multiple reasons, which I'll get to at a later point. And also, I did pay rent to my parents at some point, so they could technically be like roommates. I mean, of course, I could get away with some things, but if you pay rent,
I pay rent.
Yes.
Yeah. So recently, like in preparation for this discussion, whatever, I posted on Facebook asking people for like their worst roommate stories.
Oh my god, there were so many replies.
Yeah, there were like 88 comments altogether, like. Oh my god, it was crazy. But so some of the highlights were, quote, college roommate named Serpent. That should say it all. Came home to find him having sex in my bed with some woman.
Oh my
Had
god.
Had to burn my sheets. End quote. End scene.
First of all, why would you have sex on somebody else's bed?
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Maybe it's like a fetish thing. I don't know.
I have no idea, but like Serpent, like what?
I wonder if that's his real name.
I don't know. Probably not. So there are a couple more.
Yeah, let me read the next one. I had a roommate that was selling my clothes on eBay.
She was selling the roommate was selling this girl's clothes.
Yes, on eBay. She didn't have a job, but was able to pay rent. Always said it was because of her eBay seller savviness. Mm-hmm. One night, I was curious what she was selling, found her profile on eBay, then discovered about $3,000 worth of my clothes had been sold over there. Ooh boy, it got ugly.
Wow, I don't even know what I would do. Like, is that grounds for murder? Like, is that justified?
Oh my God, that's
like
a shit ton of clothes. I mean, first of all, this person had a lot of clothes. To see that $3,000 worth is missing.
Yeah.
And
but like knowing this person, and so like she's also a performer, like we have costumes, we have really nice gowns and cocktail dresses.
Oh my god. Oh. That's like playing around with your living.
Basically. Okay.
I'd be pissed.
So there's one more that we're gonna read and we're gonna split it up.
Cool.
So okay, it says, my roommate sophomore year left partway into the first semester. So I was placed with a graduate student that was very odd. Bless her heart, she was kind, but she was also odd. She would get up at 5 a.m. and turn on all the lights to blow dry her hair.
Oh my god. And she goes on occasion, her alarm clock would scare her, and I woke up to her screaming, jumping up and down on her bed.
Oh my god.
She had flatulence of the apocalypse.
You can't see me shaking my head. But I feel maybe you can hear my earrings dangling.
Let me say that again. Flatulence of the apocalypse, mm-hmm, people.
Mm-hmm.
Painting that picture.
Yeah, geez.
She pulled down our blinds and just left them by the garbage cans.
Mm-hmm.
She did these breathing exercises that sounded like labor breathing every morning around 6:30. It was a lot.
Yeah. I don't know how to deal with that. And like in a situation where you have no control over who your roommate is.
Also, well, flatulence probably is not her fault.
Yeah, but like
but
in the bathroom.
I know, or eat less beans. I don't know. But I do like that line, flatulence of the apocalypse.
Jeez.
So
yeah.
It seems everyone has had at least one really bad roommate in their life, mm-hmm, according to this post.
Yeah.
So then, that brings me to the question. So who was your first roommate, Sarai?
Okay. So my first roommate, I guess I won't mention her name. What are we going to call her?
Susie.
Okay. Susie Q.
Mm-hmm.
She was this like strawberry blonde Californian.
Oh my god.
And we were both in New Jersey going to school. So it was like a new situation for both of us, like having actual seasons. But she was just like the worst. period. It's like the worst, period. I don't even know where to start. Like, okay, so she had this like flaming strawberry blonde hair, like just mm-hmm. red. And I would find it all over the room and just like on my side. And I'd just like try and pick it out of my towel. Were you
sharing a room or was it like an apartment?
Yeah, so it's university. So we were in the dorm. So we were sharing an actual literal room. Oh. It was terrible. So like just her hair was all over everything. And I'd like try to clean my side of the room. And then like it was just blonde red hairs all over everything.
It blows from her side of the room to yours?
And then this one time she said, oh, my Brazilian boyfriend is coming to spend the weekend. Do you mind if we just have the room for like a night? And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. Like, oh, I'll go sleep in the lounge. Like, just tell me which night. And she was like, okay, Saturday. So I sleep in the lounge Saturday. I go back to the room like early in the morning because I had to get ready for my church job. I was singing at a church.
Yeah.
Not for Jesus, but for money. And like, they didn't even stay in the room, okay?
Okay. So like, you just slept
outside. Exactly. So I just like didn't text me, didn't like message me or anything. Like, just let me sleep in the lounge. And so then she gets back Sunday and she's like, oh, well, can we have the room tonight? And I'm like, no, I'm not sleeping in the lounge again. Absolutely not. And then just like another time, I came in and she was cutting her toenails on her bed.
Ew.
But with scissors.
What?
Yeah. And so I was just like, I gotta say something.
How long are her toenails? I don't know. Scissors?
It was disgusting. Ow. But so like she was cutting her toenails with scissors and I was like, oh, I have scissors just like that. And she's like,
oh my God.
Yeah, these are yours. And it's just like, okay, well, those are yours now.
Gross.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, so there was one more thing about her. She was on the swim team. And so she'd have to wake up really early for like, I've almost said rehearsals, practice.
Well, they're sort of rehearsing, yeah, I guess.
They're rehearsing, they're diving. And so she would get back to the room like before 8 a.m. classes started. So
So this was before classes. She would go up, do a swimming, and come back.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So I think they had practice at like 5 a.m. or something crazy like that.
Ooh.
So she would get back at 7 and wake me up by blow drying her hair.
Oh my God.
Like in our room. And so finally I just like lost it and was like, could you like go in the bathroom and do that or do that in the hallway? And she was like, well, I don't want to wake everyone else up. And I'm like, well, you're waking me up. Yeah, exactly. Ooh, my God. And then I realized, I don't even know what like made me ask, but I was like, is that my blow dryer? And she was like, yeah, of course.
Oh my God.
And I was like, give it to me right now. There's no way you can ever use this again.
Did she buy a new one afterwards?
No.
Okay, did she just stop blow drying after?
And then like, she had to be on some sort of drugs, and like the first conversation we had was how she told me she was on Cops. Because you know the TV show Cops?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she and her brother had been running from the police. And she got barrel kicked in the chest heck? By an officer. And I was just like, is there an RA? And like, let's be clear, I was probably not a great roommate either.
What did you do now?
Nothing really, but I was just like,
oh, that's what you're
saying. I was still like super uptight and like, rules are rules and Jesus is love.
But
I know.
My face.
But I'm like, where
did that come from?
Yeah, but I was still like really young, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're figuring things out. Mm-hmm. Well, mine was not as dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I feel like it was though.
No, it really wasn't as dramatic because I also really had like one real roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, if she's listening to this right now.
But so you love her. She's
friends. A very nice person. This is when I was living in London.
Mm-hmm.
I lived there for some time because I was actually signed in London for some time until mm-hmm. the recession hit and I got kicked out of the label.
Okay.
But, so I was living in this apartment, and I had my own room. Mm-hmm. I can't even think of how it would be like to stay with somebody in the same room like you did. Yeah, that's just nightmare. Way too much. Don't get crazy. But she was extremely Christian.
Okay.
And
in and of itself is not bad.
It's not bad at all. And I was at that point coming in terms with my sexuality as a fabulous unicorn.
Okay.
And I was also young. I was like 19 years old at that point. And then she forced me to go to church for some time.
Okay, but how did she force you?
Literally by laying her hands on me, like praying for me. Oh. And I was like, fine, I'll just go. And I found Jesus for a moment. But, and it sort of, I think, helped me stay sane, the whole Christianity thing, and not jump into problems. Because I was living alone in London, exploring my newfound exploring my sexuality.
Freedom
in a way. I'm coming from Dubai, for God's sake.
Yeah.
But, so it sort of kept me in check in many ways.
Yeah.
But she used to pray for me constantly, like trying to pray the gay away. Yeah. And then there was even one point where in the beginning we thought, like, we're such great friends. We're just going to take turns shopping groceries.
Right. Okay. In theory.
Like, this week is my turn. Next week is your
in
turn.
In theory, a great idea.
Oh my God. It started into like, you ate 4 blueberries. I'm like, okay. And like, I only ate 2. So now you ate
so
double.
So now the rest are mine.
I know. Yeah. So it became situations like that. Mm. And then also like, there came situations where I wasn't angry enough that something was not working in the house and I should be complaining to the landlord. I'm like, it doesn't affect me. That's on your side of the room.
Right. Yeah.
Something like that. But
so then,
it wasn't as bad, I would say. But yeah, needless to say, I would never have a roommate in my life.
I mean, like, having someone try to pray your gay away is pretty bad.
Yeah, but at that point, I found it more funny than anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you have your own bathroom or did you have to share a bathroom?
I did have my... We had our own bathrooms.
That's good.
So that way it sort of worked out, but I had the smaller bathroom.
Uh-huh. So it was like, well, I ate 4 blueberries, but you have the bigger bathroom.
No, and I also had the smaller bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And this is... I think this is the biggest problem that I had right in the beginning. I'm like, oh, I'm just way too nice. So when we got the apartment and she just said like, can I get the bigger bedroom? And the bigger bedroom's attached to the bigger bathroom.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I didn't fight for it. And I was like a kid at that point.
Yeah.
But later on, the entire stay there resented her for that.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, she has a better room than me. But now we can't just switch.
Right.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just not good at sharing. Also being an only child, it's just... Yeah, no. I don't like confrontation. I don't want to share.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, at least you know these things about yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. Take me for what I am.
So that was your roommate in London. And then after that is when you lived with your parents?
Yeah, because once a recession hit in London and I got kicked out of the label, I had to move to where my parents moved to because I automatically got a Canadian permanent residency because they moved there.
So they're the reason you're Canadian.
Exactly, yeah. So they moved there first before me.
Cool.
So, but they just moved a few months before me. Mm-hmm. So they said, hey, do you want to come back here to Canada and you can pursue your music career over here?
That's good that they were supportive.
Yeah, because they'd have a choice.
Sure.
They would have preferred me to be a doctor.
Yeah.
But no. You don't want me to be a doctor.
In general. Definitely not your way.
Exactly.
So then what was it like living with your parents as an adult?
Oh, God. One, they charged me rent, which I found really weird.
How much did they charge you?
It wasn't much.
Tell me.
It was like $400 a month.
That's a lot. Where did you have your own room? Did you have your own bathroom?
No, I did not have my own room. They stayed in a one-bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. Now they live in a house, but this is also them trying to adjust to the place.
Sure.
And it's hard to get a place in Toronto. It was a tiny-ass, one-bedroom apartment. So there was like a couch bed.
So you paid $400 a month for a couch bed.
Exactly. Which is like pretty much in the kitchen. Because a kitchen, if you look at North American households, it's like kitchen and the living room is almost like in the same
kitchen,
room.
Kitchen, living room, dining room.
But this is literally almost the same room.
Yeah.
Like, So my dad used to wake up early at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I did not have a job at this point, so I would like to sleep in.
as one is wont to do.
Exactly, yeah. 5 o'clock in the morning, he wakes up, and I think this is like, if any Indians are watching this, it's like an Indian dad
watching.
hearing this. But it's such an Indian dad thing. They love cleaning their mouth thoroughly.
Okay.
So you're literally listening to, like, not just the sound of him brushing his teeth, but also things like... it's literally like trying to get, like, all the freaking phlegm out.
Wow.
And the bathroom is right there. I'm like, okay, I woke up. He loves eggs in the morning. After that, he goes to the kitchen, which is pretty much my bedroom at that point. Mm-hmm. Uses a metal spoon on the pan. It's literally like a marching band going right by you. He keeps hitting it.
Still 5 a.m.
5 a.m. in the morning. Jeez. And then he's done, and then he leaves. Mm-hmm. He goes to work. And then it's my mom's turn to wake up. Same thing. The same process. I couldn't wait to get the heck out of there.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. So, $400 a month, couch bed.
Lack of sleep.
Noisy roommates who will wake you up at 5 a.m. Yeah, see, that sounds tough.
Also, can I ask you this? So you were married before. You're married now, but you were married once before.
Yes, I'm on my second marriage.
Yeah, we just spilled the tea at this point. Yeah. And you got a divorce. Did you have to go back into living with a roommate after the marriage?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God, yeah. So, like, after, really, while I was getting a divorce, like, my family was like, you cannot get a divorce. You need to stay with your husband. And like, I'd rather sleep in my car. I'm out of here. So, like, I stayed with my best friend Maria for like a month, but...
Where was this?
In Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So, like, she was so kind. She and her husband and her daughter, like, they just, you know... She was like, there's no way I'm going to let you sleep in your car. You obviously have to come stay with us. Like, it was just really, really kind. And so I stayed with them for a month, but it's like... Okay, I need to, like, get out of here so we can continue being friends. Yeah, exactly. Like, my God, if someone, like, came to stay with me for a month and then never left, I would resent them so much.
That would probably be, like, a nightmare.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, I gotta get out of here. Like,
because how do you even bring that topic up, saying, like, okay,
it's time to go.
See, it's the same thing with, like, with my first roommate. Mm-hmm. Like, when she just said, basically, I need this room, I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. I just hate confrontation. So even the topic of going to a friend and saying, like, okay, you've been here for a month, you have to leave. I don't know if I can say that.
But so, like, I was just really conscious of that, and I didn't want to, like, take advantage of their hospitality and just, like, how nice they were being.
Yeah.
So I, like, took the first possible room, like, I could find.
In Pennsylvania.
Well, actually in New Jersey. So I went to school in New Jersey, and then I did my master's in Philadelphia. Yeah. And I liked New Jersey a little better, so I was like, well, let me look there.
Okay.
And so I found this room with this mother and daughter. I can't remember their names, so we don't even have to change them.
Yeah.
But so the daughter had just gotten a divorce, and she was around my age, so I was like, okay, like, we could be friends or something.
We can connect. We can talk about a divorce.
Exactly. And she was, like, a plus-size girl, too, so I was like, okay, cool, like... Uh-huh. Awesome. Her mom was a little baddie. Like, I would wake up and come downstairs, and her mom would be passed out on the living room floor.
Oh, God.
Which had no furniture except the TV. Like, so when I went to look at the room, they were like, oh, our furniture's in storage. We're getting out in the next couple of weeks. And then I move in, and there's still no furniture anywhere. So
it's a living room that's, like, completely empty.
Except a TV. Yeah.
So where do they sit? Wait, I'm trying to picture this. So there's a TV, but there's no chairs.
Chairs, no rug, no table.
Oh my God, this is like a nightmare. Yeah. It sounds like a horror movie.
So it's just like an empty living room.
Yeah.
And the TV. But then the kitchen is a kitchen, you know. Okay. But they never did the dishes. And it was just, like, piled, like, a foot high, like, above the sink. Like, so the sink is full of dishes, and then they extend beyond the tap. Yeah, it was just insane. So they never did dishes.
Did you have to end up doing it for them?
Oh, it was just too much. I couldn't do it. Like, I just didn't have that much time. I had, at one point, I had like 5 jobs. So it was like, I just need to like run in and like stuff something in my face and leave. Which like really annoyed the daughter. She was like, "You're always just running in and out of here." And I'm like, "I'm going to work."
Yeah.
You know?
Like, and plus, why should she bother about
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Yeah. But so they never did the dishes, and I have to cook all of my food because of food allergies.
Yeah.
So that was really hard, but I was like, okay, this is okay. It's just like a step, you know? And then I got home one night. I worked like my first job. I went to the gym, and then I worked my second job and came home to the police just like in our front yard, and I was like, oh my god, what is happening, what's going on, like I know they're a little crazy, but like
not this
what?
Crazy,
you know? And so I'm like, I walk up and I'm a black woman, so I'm like, I'm supposed to be here, I live here.
Oh my
know,
god,
like, and so I'm like, what's going on? And the mother's like, oh, I literally can't remember their names. The daughter tried to have me committed.
What?
Like,
of what?
Say, like, committed to a mental hospital, like, saying she's, like, unwell or unfit to take care of herself or something. And I was just like, I'm gonna go cook my dinner in this really awkward situation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was just, like, it was so awkward. But so then, like, I cooked my dinner, and I ate in my room, and I came down, and I washed my dishes, and then the mother was sitting on the floor watching TV, and I was just like, are you okay? Like, is everything all right? You know, just trying to be mm-hmm. kind, I guess. And she was like, oh, I'm fine, and just started talking, and she's obviously, like, totally crazy.
Yeah.
This is when I was like, I gotta get out of here. She was like, wouldn't it be funny if I came in your room while you were sleeping and stabbed you?
What the?
Yeah, and I was just like, just like.
Historically,
yeah, exactly. I was like, oh my god, okay.
What was her context? Was she angry at you?
No, she was just being like, just very pleasant
so
and very
creepy.
Nice and like, obviously a little off, but like, after that, I was just like so done being there. And there was this really heavy...
Yeah, like you're covered against the door.
Yes, there was this really heavy dresser in
yes.
my bedroom, so I just like shoved it against the door like every night from then on. I was
oh
just like,
God.
I gotta get out of here. So
how long did you stay there after?
I stayed there, after that, a week.
Okay.
And then I was like, I found someplace else. I'm leaving. Keep all the money I gave you.
Every night you can see like the door handle.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like sleeping with a knife.
Like I said, this is like what horror movies are made of. From the time he said that, there was a TV and no furniture.
Yeah.
I was like,
God,
yeah. The scene is set.
And then they had like, they had these 2 dogs that like shit all over everything.
Oh God.
Yeah. And
so
like,
it was not even trained, the dog.
No, and so, you know, I love animals. Like, so when I went to look at the room, I was like, oh, you have dogs. Oh my God, exciting. Love dogs. I love cats.
And then he's like, is that poop?
Yeah, exactly. I came down one morning, like in my shower shoes, because there was no way I was ever going to get in that shower. Like, it was just everything was dirty.
Yeah.
stepped right in shit. I was just like so mad. I was just like shaking. I was so mad. And I used their towel to clean it off of my
shoe. Oh my God.
Well, look, okay.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you're sleeping on the floor in the living room.
That's mean. Joking. But
I'm just gonna have a sip of my drink.
But they would just basically just let the dog do whatever in the house. They never walked the dog or anything.
Correct.
That's like animal abuse. Mm-hmm. One. How many dogs did they have?
They had 2.
They had 2 dogs.
Yeah.
I feel sad for the dogs, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had to get myself out of there.
Yeah, no. With the dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm taking the dogs.
Exactly. Okay, so then, the place that I landed when I fled that situation was, like, literally, like, a a 10-minute drive, like, maybe less.
Or it's actually that close.
Yeah, because I liked the area. It was cute. I just, like,
didn't... You look outside the window, she's outside with a knife. Exactly. You're standing there.
Yes, oh my God. Just followed you. So, it was in this really big house. It had, like, 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, and then living room, a little music area with a piano, and a dining room. So, like, I was really excited about living here. And
there's a piano in it.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, it was, like, a really shitty piano, but, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It went 1,000% better than the last place. Yeah.
At least there's someone trying to stab you.
Yeah. So, and then the landlord had, like, a little apartment in the attic.
Oh, cool.
So then the rest of the house was basically for tenants.
Yeah.
So I rented the yellow room, and I had my own bathroom, and that was very nice. I won't change this roommate's name. His name is Morgan. He was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by that I just mean, like, he was completely normal and not crazy.
Well, when your expectations are... he did not have, like, a knife.
But also, like, a really wonderful person.
And they had furniture.
Yes. And there was furniture. But so then, like, shortly after I moved in, the landlord filled one of the other rooms.
Yeah.
So it was kind of this weird situation where you're not, like, in charge of, like, who you're living with, which I wasn't crazy about, but it was, like, 100% no one's gonna murder me in my sleep. So fine. So this guy, let's call him Todd.
Okay.
He was like I guess very gregarious and, like, talkative, mm-hmm. and kind of like the life of the party, but also really annoying. And I'm like, could you just be quiet? Just stop talking. Okay. And so this one time, so by this time the landlord has moved in with her boyfriend, and so she's living somewhere else.
Okay.
But she comes back, like, maybe once a month.
So it's basically you and 2 guys.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And we all have our own rooms, our own bathrooms. And so he asks us in the kitchen one morning, he's like, hey, I'd really like to have a little party, like, for just a couple of friends on Saturday. Do you guys mind? Like, you're welcome to invite people and, like, mm-hmm. join in, no problem. And so Morgan and I were both like, yeah, that sounds totally fine, yeah. You know? And so then I get a text in the middle of the day from Morgan, and he's like, Todd is advertising the party on Instagram, and he sent me a screenshot. And so I was just, like, really confused, but it was just like, party, and it had our address, and, like, beer pong,
oh,
and
my God.
Like, DJ. And so I get home from, like, my third job, and there are 40 people,
oh my God.
In our house. This is just, like, 40 fucking people in our house.
It's like ticketing.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm like, basically, yeah, people were paying to get into our house.
So it's like a bunch of randos?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's wrong with this dude?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was making his rent money. Like, I didn't know what was happening. But so I was like, okay, look, I've got to cook my dinner. Like, I'd been working literally all day. So I was like, get out of the kitchen.
You're like cooking while they're doing beer pong at the side.
Yeah, basically. And so I'm like cooking I'm being nice. I'm being pleasant. I'm talking to the people in the kitchen, like, yeah. All 40 of them. So one guy was like, oh, this looks really good. Like, when will it be ready? And I'm like, my dinner will be ready for me in 30 minutes when I take it to my room to
exactly.
eat it myself. And he was like, you're not being very hospitable. And I was like, you are not my guest.
Exactly. Like, you're not the cook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You need to go talk to your host.
Exactly.
Oh my God. I was just livid, and Morgan was so mad. It was just, he ended up getting evicted.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that, and just, like, it was just one thing after another, and he started stealing Morgan's clothes.
What?
He started taking his clothes. Like we finally just went in his room and was looking for our stuff, because, like, my Bluetooth speaker went missing, and his clothes kept going missing, and we found it all in his room.
The weirdest thing, okay, I'm not endorsing stealing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But when you steal something and you live with that person, like, yeah, for example, the Bluetooth speaker,
yeah,
when you listen to music, you're like, is that mine?
Exactly.
Or when you get out of your house wearing a certain number of clothes, mm-hmm, like, they're like,
yeah,
is that mine?
Absolutely.
How stupid
and
is
so
this guy,
was
too?
Like, he was like gaslighting us for like 2 months because Morgan would like see him in one of his shirts and be like, is that my shirt?
Like something exactly the same.
Yeah, exactly. So that was...
And you're like, oh my God, scissor memories.
Yeah. So then like...
You quickly look at his toenails. How was it shaped?
Oh my God. Oh, trauma. So then he gets evicted. Like,
yeah.
And like, So my thing is, like, if your landlord says, like, you need to move,
yeah,
don't you just move? You know?
At least it's not living in a new place, yeah.
Right. Do you want to get evicted? Like,
no.
Yeah.
Because
then that follows you around, like, when you're trying to rent another place.
Yeah.
It was just the weirdest thing. And then, so, I convinced my friend Alex to move in when this guy got evicted, so that it was, like, 3 normal people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You're like, finally, this feels like normal.
Exactly. Yeah, and so then I was like, am I the bad roommate in this situation? You know?
You've just, like, learned all these traits from all these roommates.
Well, I was single, and I was definitely having a good time, is all I'll say.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
that's normal, like,
mm-hmm,
for example. But it's not normal to steal things or throw, like, a frat party, like,
yeah,
a ticket at frat party.
That was insane.
Place, or use your roommate's scissor to cut your toenails.
Oh my God.
Yeah, or just being considerate on things,
yeah,
like sound. And when you're living with people, that I think that's the number one thing. Don't you think, like, people are sort of losing their sort of touch with being considerate,
yes,
in
absolutely
general?
It's just me.
Yeah.
You know?
And
it's like, I personally feel like I'm always trying to be considerate.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you leave a dish in the sink, I'm going to wash it for you. You know, like, it's a dish. It's not that big of a deal.
Also, you don't want to see it.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm making something to eat, like, and you're sitting there and I know you, like, don't have any money, like, do you want some breakfast? Like,
help.
You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it was just very foreign to me to just, like, have someone just be so inconsiderate.
Oh my God,
you know?
Yeah.
Sorry, there's one more story about him, and you can cut it out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just remembered. So this one time so there was an office across the hallway from my bedroom that was...
Like an office room.
Yeah,
okay,
it just had a desk, a bunch of bookshelves, and a couch. So, like, if you had extra books you needed to put in,
yeah,
there or whatever. He says, 2 of my friends are staying over if you guys are okay with it. I was just going to set up an air mattress in the office.
I mean, it's on Airbnb ad.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. He had these random Airbnb people. This very pregnant woman.
This guy's a hustler.
Oh my God. This very pregnant woman and her husband, boyfriend, fiance, like, show up. And,
oh my,
like,
God.
So I was like, what is... Because it was very clear that they did not know each other.
Oh my,
like,
God. I literally, like, just guessed the worst. I'm,
yeah,
like, he was putting ads out because from the frat party thing.
Yep.
Like, it was oh my
absolutely
God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he has to be evicted.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, he was. But so, like, that situation, they were, like, downstairs drinking and smoking. And I was like, you're pregnant. What are you doing? And I was like, mind your own business, Sarai. But then, like, 4 o'clock in the morning, they had the TV on full blast downstairs and just, like, woke me up. And I, like, don't yell. I don't lose my temper. Like,
yeah.
I completely lost my fucking temper. I, like, went in.
4 o'clock in the morning. Plus,
yeah,
you're working, like, 3 jobs.
Yeah, yeah, like, 5.
Yeah,
yeah, it was terrible. So, yeah. And so then, like, I went downstairs and lost my temper on everybody. And then I go back upstairs and Morgan was just like, thank you.
Thank
yeah
you for doing it.
Yes.
Exactly. So
yeah,
they were just, like, watching TV, the couple. Not with this
no
guy.
With him, too. Yeah. It was really weird. I was like, are you guys having an orgy?
Ew. Maybe that's why the TV was loud, so that you don't hear anything.
Ew. Ew. So that's like my tragic story with roommates.
I'm traumatized listening to it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm never going to have roommates.
Well, yeah. So those are my roommate stories.
Speaking of like rooming with your boyfriend, husband, have you ever had a crush on a roommate?
Ugh, no. Ew. Sorry, roommates of the past. No, never. Ew.
Never.
I mean, my husband.
I guess so, yeah. I guess it'll actually make things a little bit more harder.
I mean, if you had to have a roommate, would you want to have a crush on them? Or would you want someone you were not attracted to?
I mean, if I had a crush on them, they have to be mine. Because if they walk in front of me with somebody else. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, it doesn't even have to be a relationship. But then say, for example, they're not interested in me. And then all of a sudden they bring somebody else. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, this should have been me. But yeah, like yeah. That would be like heart crushing, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've not had any roommates. Well, the only roommate I had was like a woman, and we clearly know how we feel about
that. Oh. What? You weren't hot for her, going after her?
Jesus, I would rather be a Christian.
Oh, gosh.
All right, maybe we'll save one of the stories for Patreon. I was actually thinking we'll actually talk about something about what would make a good roommate and what you should not do as a bad roommate. As a roommate, or what you should do and what should not do.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you some of the shitty things I've done as a roommate.
Me too, actually. Yeah. There's actually plenty of that, actually. We're not all angels over here. So.
Absolutely. Cool. This was just one side of the conversation.
Cool, so we can leave that for Patreon.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to listen to the rest of the conversation, we'll tell you how shitty we are as roommates.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram. It is at Hello Social Takeout. Also on Facebook, Social Takeout. Yeah.
You'll see us on Patreon.
We'll see us on Patreon. Yes. Okay, cool.
All right.
Okay, bye.